Hi, this is Andrew Lloyd Gordon, and I just want to give you some of my waffly thoughts on the problem of the concept of the website. So what do I mean? Well, for me, the actual word website indicates a mental model that we use about these things. We have this idea of this thing being a site, almost implying a physical thing, a physical place, a property, almost a building. In fact, we talk about information architecture as if it is a building. We have this concept of visitors visiting our website, our physical thing, that we then have to help them navigate around the site. We have to then move them through this mental model of a building or a physical place. Now, does that cause any problems? Possibly. I think the problem for many organizations that I work with is that they've built this building, and like any building, you know, you can find your way around. You know where all the corridors are. You know where all the doors lead. You know where all the nooks and crannies are. Because you, if you like, live there mentally, of course, perhaps with a website, but you understand how that building is constructed. You then have a visitor to your website, and that visitor is completely lost. It's just the same experience of when you go into a brand new building. You have this, certainly to begin with, when you visit a physical place, a moment of confusion, a moment of where am I, where are the lifts, where does that corridor go, what does that sign mean? You're completely clueless. Now, because we see our websites as almost physical things, we have this mental model. I think for many organizations, what they're looking for is something different. We're looking for a digital property, if you like. See, I'm using that term again, a digital space that can actually sell and promote our products and services. And for me, a better model very often, not always, but for many organizations, is our web pages. There we go again, talking about them, something being physical. They should be seen more like adverts, with a call to action, you know, attracting interest, encouraging people to read, encouraging people to engage, and then taking some action at the end of that process. And that's very different to the idea of a building where you navigate and help somebody, you know, walk around your building. Whereas a series of adverts or a series of promotional pages has a more commercial sense to it, in that you're trying to bring somebody in, interest them, excite them, and call them to action. So just to summarize, really, I think for all of us, we should just question when we talk about a website, we talk about information architecture, we talk about these things as physical things, is that the most helpful model? What do you think?